أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك. In the previous ayat, the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, did we not open your heart for you? That is this great responsibility of Nabuwat, that is the greatest responsibility in the world, to give the world, the people of the world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not sent as a Rasul, messenger only for one qawm, one people, or for a certain time, but for the whole world until the day of Qiyamah. And the greatest responsibility, duty that can be given to any person is the responsibility of Nabuwat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, being Khatamun Nabiyyin, he had the greatest responsibility in this way, the responsibility of giving the message of Allah Ta'ala to the whole of mankind. So that was also a very difficult task. And that he was chosen as the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that was also a very great responsibility. If we understand what it is, what responsibility is, then we can have some idea of what this, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through. Like a person, for example, is the Imam. One is just that I'm an Imam, or we're just taking a salary for Imamat and I just want my salary. And one is to think that I'm responsible for everyone's namaz in the congregation. That will weigh heavily down on a person, that I'm responsible for the namaz of all those who are behind me. And if it is the Imam in the true sense, that is not only the Imam of the five times namaz, but the Imam of the town. And he's responsible for the town, for all the matters of the town, then that will also weigh down very heavily on a person if a person thinks of it. Similarly, like being a mutawalli of the masjid, one is just to have the honor that I'm the mutawalli, but the other is that I'm responsible for all the matters and everything, all the affairs of the house of Allah, which is the greatest place. No president's house or no parliament is greater than a masjid, which is the house of Allah. And I'm responsible for its upkeep in every way. So that will weigh down very heavily on a person. Similarly, a husband. One is that just I'm a husband, and just some of us take it just for some fun and enjoyment. But if a person understands that he's responsible for his own life now, and for his wife's life also, and for the moreover than our dunya, those necessities are also so many. But more than that, our deen's responsibility. I'm responsible for my wife's deen also. And when we have children, a new firstborn child, father is very proud that I'm a father today. Mother is proud I'm a mother. But if we understand that whole child's life now, Allah has put that responsibility in my hands. I have to mold that child. I have to guide that child. Dunya's necessities are more than enough for us. But the real important responsibilities are of akhirat. And I'm responsible for the akhlaq of that child. I'm responsible for the aqaid. So all these responsibilities, and this list cannot come to an end. The greatest responsibility was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So when Allah now consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam for this responsibility, we opened your heart. You felt that where any person who thinks in any of this position, you will realize I'm not fit for this position. Really, I cannot do it. So Allah says, we made it easy for you. We opened your heart and we gave you that the method of doing it also. We opened everything. We put whole of wahi in your heart. We gave you the knowledge of the people of the first and the last. And you are a human being, and you have got the limitations of a human being, but we opened your heart and put that strong yaqeen and that strong trust in Allah, which was that great power which was behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that so to say he moved mountains from their places. So this is that Allah opened your heart for that. And then this great weight that was on you, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ, اور اتار رکھا ہم نے تجھ پر سے بوجھ تیرا. And we have removed that great weight that was upon you, this great responsibility that was on you. And according to some Mufassirin, it refers to the to this weight of wahi, revelation that came on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so, as it is recorded in Sahih Ahadith, that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was mounting a camel and wahi revelation came to him, the camel couldn't take the weight. The camel had to sit down. So how much it was on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And when it Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably it was, he says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resting and he had his head on my thigh, and wahi came down, it was as though my thigh is going to break, the bones are going to break. So what was the weight on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? At the beginning, this wahi was also very heavy. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to sweat profusely when wahi used to come. So Allah says, this also we made easy for you. And we removed this great burden which was great, that was breaking your back, that great burden, we had made it easy for you. Or it might mean the responsibilities of Nabuwat, that this message had to be delivered, and it had to be delivered in such a way that it will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. And till today, alhamdulillah, we know in the whole world this work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is carrying on, and it will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. Or it refers to that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam had to do the work of deen, whatever he had to do, then afterwards, looking back, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt, I should have done this, I should have done that. Like any person, if we have responsibility in us, when we have accomplished some work of ours, then we look back again at that how did we fare in that, did we do it correctly? After seeing what results came out, then we feel we should have done it this way, that way. So like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also used to see, and then he should feel very guilty that I should have done it this way, I should have done it that way. So Allah says, you don't have to feel like that. What you had done at the time, well, it was the right thing, and it was the best thing, and you don't have to feel guilty like this. So that also, Allah removed that great burden from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, jisne jhukar ki thi peet teri, that great responsibility which had bent your back. That is, not physically, but that responsibility. All the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that concern, in that worry. So in the surah primarily, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is consoling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and telling him that now you are going through this difficult period, and go through it. You have to go. It is the system of Allah. From there we learn also a lesson that Allah is not subject to what we want. We have to subject ourselves to what Allah wants from us. So Allah wanted he must go through this difficult period, which the expression breaking your back, that is mentally also, how heavy to weigh down on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time concerned and worried, not at night any rest, not in the day any rest. So all that Allah says, this is a short period, and then we will open everything for you. And we will give you great, great status also in this world, and we will make you most honorable, and we will make your deen flourish also, and we'll give you those glad tidings which were not given to anyone before also. So these two surahs, Wadduha and Alam Nashrah, really speak of the great honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also the system of Allah, that whoever Allah wants to choose for his deen, he makes them go through a difficult period. There's a period of tarbiyat, training and nurturing, and then after that Allah opens the doors. May Allah make it easy for us also, and moreover to understand the the great and magnanimous position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in the eyes of Allah, and may Allah let us also realize, and in consequence we make our lives according to the sunnah, and we read as much durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as possible.